Nearly 1,200 Burmese have moved to Iowa since 2010 to escape persecution in their homeland. They were drawn to Waterloo by the opportunity to work at Tyson Fresh Meats. Anthropology professor Mark Gray heads the New Iowans Center at the University of Northern Iowa. He says state and federal funding to resettle refugees has dwindled, so now it falls to local agencies to get the job done.
And so you have this tremendous coalition of folks who are working with staff from the United States Committee on Refugees and Immigrants, you know, help them with their accommodations and so forth. And they've been, I think, a model for the state, frankly. And I've been very proud, frankly, to tell the people in the state, you want to, figure out how to form a community coalition to work with some refugee populations. That forms a very good model.
Temporary federal funding for the project ran out at the end of last month. So now the search is on to replace basic services such as how to fill out a job application or how to make a phone call. Ann Grove is the lead caseworker for the local USCRI office.
Probably one of the most important things we do is have an interpreter here to help not only with the needs of the clients directly, but sometimes with social service providers who don't have access to an interpreter at that moment, and something needs to be resolved between them and the individual.
Grove says they're fortunate to have an interpreter from Burma who speaks at least four of the various dialects. 63-year-old Liberata Ong says it's her pleasure to help with the transition, but she admits it's much more difficult than she had imagined.
In the beginning, we didn't expect so much of finding difficulty in USA. We thought USA is a great land. It's like our dream land. But in the reality, we see that the system is different. That's why we have to learn a lot.
Caseworker Grove estimates it will take about $100,000 a year to replicate the services the grant provided. She says financial donations, though, are just part of what the community can give to their new neighbors.
You can certainly take people to learn about resale shops. You can take them to farmers markets. You can take them to the shop where they can buy fishing tackle so that when they go fishing, they've got their license and their tackle. And if that's what your hobby is and you'll bring along a new friend from Burma, that's a great gift.
UNI students have been involved in the process for nearly 3 years, volunteering on Saturday mornings at the center. Jordan Peterson specializes in teaching English as a second language.
It's eye-opening all around. Like, I know a lot of the tutors, like, they'll talk to them, like, they'll open up, and, like, some of the tutors have, like, cried to them and stuff like that just because it's a complete shock for us to think that some people have had to live like that.
Peterson says about 20 students are on a mission to raise the funds that will allow a group to take the citizenship exam later this year. The situation with the new Burmese population is reminiscent of the 1990s, when nearly 5,000 Bosnians came to Waterloo, fleeing civil war in their country. Since then, they've had a significant impact on the city's business community and school system. Professor Mark Gray says one of the keys to success has been the money that was provided to both these groups at the start of the relocation process.
So at least we had the federal and state resources and the USCRI staff to work with those folks from Burma. I would love to see those good efforts continue. I think they will to some degree. But, you know, what's going to happen now in my world is that another wave of people is going to come in, and we'll have to wait and see if we devote any resources to them.
Gray says what is certain is the Cedar Valley will continue to be an attractive spot to put down roots. In Waterloo, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.